So perhaps it is actually possible to teach an old dog new tricks. Now, I spotted a paper this week in Science, which is looking at how we study the upper atmosphere of the sun, which is an interesting environment because it's so very different from any environment that we are used to on Earth. It's incredibly hot, it's at about 6,000 degrees centigrade, and you've got incredibly strong magnetic field coming out of the sun, which are creating, at times, violent explosions where the sun ejects vast quantities of material out into the solar system, and we would really like to understand that environment better. For example, nuclear fusion, the process the sun uses to power itself, is something we could use on Earth, potentially, for power stations of the future to solve our energy crisis.
Haven't we got telescopes to look at the sun with, then?
So we do have telescopes, but if you look from the Earth, you just see this two-dimensional image of the structure of the material there. And what you really want is to understand those structures in three dimensions and to understand what the magnetic fields are doing. And those you can't see because they don't produce any light. So what we would like to do would be to put a test particle there and see how it behaves in this environment. But getting there is very difficult. Now, a couple of years ago in 2011, Nature actually, by good luck, provided us with just such a particle because Comet 2011 W3 Lovejoy actually passed very close to the sun. It was actually skimming through its atmosphere. And writing in Science this week, Cooper Downs of the Predictive Science Institute in San Diego actually took observations of Comet Lovejoy's path through that atmosphere. It was leaving a trail of steam behind it, and he was looking at that material and watching at how it was changing in response to the magnetic fields and the heat that it was experiencing. And from that, he was able to produce quite a detailed model of both magnetism and heat. And that actually really helps us to understand the environment around the sun and potentially what's triggering these huge explosions that occasionally mean that the sun throw out vast quantities of material into the solar system.
And what did he learn from watching the comet go on this sort of surface skimming approach to the sun?
There's a lot of work to be done in understanding the sun, because what we would really love to be able to do is to make fusion reactions on Earth that create energy in much the same way that the sun creates energy. And that's a very difficult problem because magnetism is a force that it's very difficult to understand. But what we have now is data along this line that the comet traversed of what the environment was, and that helps us to build better models of how the sun behaves.